You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Thursday, April 14th, 2016. Week 151 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
It comes a time in every celebrity's life where they get the benefit of being honored with this great award. Clearly the drugs are kicking in. America's Sweetheart. This week I chose none other than Jeffrey Lynn Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum for short. Mike, how old?
Ooh, this is a tough one.
Is Jeffrey Lynn Goldblum?
Oh man, I don't know how close I'm going to be on this one. All right, let's see. Man, been around a while. Yeah. But Jurassic Park. How old is he going to be in Jurassic Park?
Nature finds a way.
All right, let's see here. Okay, he's got to be pretty old. Let's go with 66.
Close. 63.
Ah. Damn it. Okay.
Did you know he was engaged to Laura Dern for 2 years?
Did not know that.
1995 to 1997.
Really?
So like right off Jurassic Park.
Oh, wow.
It worked. All that wooing.
Yeah. I mean,
water drops on the back of the hand.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Grant wasn't doing anything.
No.
Obviously.
He's in a jazz band that performs at local clubs in Los Angeles.
Nice.
With Peter Weller. They were in a band, also in a band together in the movie The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. He can wiggle his ears one at a time.
Whoa. How many people can do that?
I don't know.
Wow.
He appears in 2 remakes of cult science fiction horror movies, Invasion of the Body Snatchers and The Fly.
Oh, The Fly's a remake. I did not know that.
Let's see. This is weird. He appeared the opposite of his then-girlfriend Gina Davis in The Fly and future girlfriend Laura Dern in Jurassic Park. In both films, each actress character remarks that, quote-unquote, something went wrong, unquote.
Hmm.
And then something went wrong with them. He's a skilled piano player. His favorite films include The Godfather, Crimes and Misdemeanors, Mulholland Drive, A Serious Man, Chinatown, Rosemary's Baby, and The King of Comedy. In 3 films, his character has some sort of vomit-related sickness. In The Right Stuff in 1983, he plays a NASA promoter who gets seasick. In The Fly, Seth Brundle gets motion sickness, which is why he invents teleporting. And in Independence Day, his character gets airsick. It is unknown if Goldblum actually suffers from any of these. His surname is often mispronounced due to its spelling, as he pointed out on a talk show, that his name is pronounced Goldblum, not Goldblum.
People call him Goldblum?
I guess so.
Hmm. Interesting. Have you seen those like Apartments.com commercials with
him?
Yeah. They confuse me so much. Because he's not Jeff Goldblum.
No, he plays someone else.
I know.
And I used to see him a lot when I was driving to school. That's why people always wonder why Jeff Goldblum's my favorite character in Jurassic Park. And that's because he's the rock star scientist. He knows what's going to happen. He's like the smart guy.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I had the Jeff Goldblum action figure. I didn't have the Sam Neill action figure. Mm-hmm. Because he was also in The Lost World, which was an awesome movie. The second best Jurassic Park movie. Third best, Jurassic World. Jurassic Park, Jurassic World, then Lost World. Then King Kong with dinosaurs.
True. Good movie. Good Jurassic Park, even though it wasn't.
Yeah.
But that was the closest we were going to get to Godzilla versus King Kong at the time.
Yeah. We are talking about King Kong because King Kong fights dinosaurs. And King Kong with Jack Black.
Yeah. But isn't he going to fight Godzilla? Which doesn't make sense because their sizes are way different.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about Jurassic Park 3 or are you talking about King Kong, though?
Jurassic Park 2. I'm talking about King Kong.
Yeah, but in Jurassic Park 3, don't they bring him back to L.A. or San Diego?
That's 2.
I like that one. Never mind.
I don't like that one.
I liked it because I was like, why is his daughter like fully black? Why is she playing Sega Genesis?
They mentioned that in the movie. They're like, well, I think one of the characters, like Vince Vaughn or something.
It's yeah.
Like, I don't know what's going on here.
It's like weird.
It's like, whoa.
It has like such a weird cast, like Vince Vaughn. And then it's also, what's her name?
Julianne Moore.
Yeah, Julianne Moore is in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so strange. I don't know. So yeah, let's watch some trailers.
Let's do it. Let's talk about some trailers.
First up. There's 3 movies coming out this weekend, and I'm going to go from probably most disappointing to the best movie, in my opinion. Okay. So first up, we're going to watch Barbershop, The Next Cut. Then we're going to watch Criminal. Then we're going to watch The Jungle Book.
What's The Next Cut, man? The Next Cut. I don't know if it's the second movie or the third movie or the fifth movie. I don't know. But it's got Ice Cube in it. And Common is in this movie.
Is Queen Latifah back in this movie?
Do not know.
Because she used to own the beauty shop next door.
But we got some Anthony Anderson.
Nicki Minaj, Cedric the Entertainer. Oh, it's this guy.
Oh yeah, that guy.
What's he from?
So I gotta collab the shops, the barber shops.
Oh, and what's her name? Eve.
Barbershops drain dangerous now.
He's doing like a weird Bernie Mac impersonation. Tyga. Ice Cube, Cedric the Entertainer, Regina Hall, Anthony Anderson, Eve, JB Smoove, Lamar Morris, Sean Patrick Thomas, Tyga, Dion Cole. With Common and Nick Minaj. I think that's the guy from New Girl, right?
Which guy?
The black guy from New Girl?
Don't know.
Lamar Morris. Yeah. Lamar and Morris. So that was the first trailer, which was horrible. Next up, Criminal. Hopefully that one's better. With Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, Gary Oldman, Kevin Costner.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Is Kevin Costner the main character?
I am confused. I think he is. But it looks like that movie, that Body Swap movie. But I don't think it is. Because I'm confused. Because I think he's Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah.
Too. It's like that other movie. because I think they're like putting his another guy's mind in his mind or something.
Yeah, to find out why what he did.
Yeah. Kevin Costner looks like he's trying to get away from these people.
What a badass, whoa, dude. This movie looks crazy.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Costner's a badass in this.
Yeah, that's why he was America's Sweetheart last week. That's what Cal State Fullerton does to you, man. It makes you a badass.
Oh, so oh, Ryan Reynolds was killed. So it's like the opposite of that Body Swap movie where his head...
Wasn't Ryan Reynolds in that movie too?
Yeah.
Ben Kingsley?
Yeah, but he was like the main guy.
Yeah.
And now he's like the not the main guy. Yeah. He's like the Ben now Kingsley role. Yeah. Yeah,
it's a lot of superheroes in this movie.
Very much. Man, it's exactly like that movie.
But it's like more action.
Except he's a criminal.
Yeah.
I assume. Hence the title.
And Ryan Reynolds is a spy.
Yeah. Criminal spy, where the other guy was just a rich dude and then like an army dude.
Yeah. Now for The Jungle Book, which is, this is the first trailer. So.
The Jungle Book. The forest, or with the jungle, I guess.
Are you alone out here? Are you high right now? What are you doing so deep in the jungle? I'm just trying to be safe.
Next spring. They bought us pirates.
And the director of Iron Man. Why not Chef?
Why not Iron Man 2? Baloo. Poor sweet little cub.
Christopher Walken.
Is in 8.
Is King Louie. This movie is so stacked, it's unbelievable.
So stacked. The Jungle Book. Baloo.
So, yeah, those are the movies that are coming out today.
Mm-hmm.
You want to watch the Rogue One trailer? Like, let's play it and then say what we see, and then we'll talk about it.
Yes, let's do that. So, the Rogue One trailer came out. We're going to watch it again. We have both seen it.
Many times.
Many times. And for those who don't know, Rogue One takes place right before A New, New Hope. The steal of the Death Star plans.
They did the thing that I like.
They used the Force Awakens, like, theme, I think. You know her? They got... She was actually the same actress from Revenge of the Sith in deleted scene.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Such a badass line. This is a rebellion, right?
Rebel? You want rebels. We have a mission for you. Boom. Boom. What it is and how to destroy it. Is that clear?
Yes, sir. Wow.
Oh, so cool.
Forest Whitaker. Those don't really look awesome.
Death Squad. That guy's supposed to be Alan Tudyk. That guy that's just running the droid.
Interesting. And like the AT-ATs look like weirder.
Yeah, they're a little different. So awesome.
Yep. You see this thing?
Did you see the full one? The full video?
No.
There's a full video where he actually says it's a joke. There's more to that joke.
I was about to play it again. Yeah, great trailer.
Yes, so awesome. They're giving me what I want.
Uh-huh.
It feels like it's more like, because there's no like Jedi in this supposedly, so it feels more like a war movie, mm-hmm, than like the other ones that was always happening. But this is like, that's the focus, and you're gonna see like, it's like Darth Vader's rumored to appear. I'm assuming, yeah, he'll appear, so you get to see like what are these people thinking? Like, they're gonna think, how are we gonna beat this guy?
And it seems much grittier. And like darker, you see her like beating people.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
It's more rougher because they got to do more hand to hand and more shooting,
yeah,
than using like the force.
And they don't live by any like weird code or anything.
Yeah.
They're like, my friends are getting tortured.
Exactly. They're like the Empire. Like, this is the real world. Like, yeah, they've been affected by it way more than the other previous movies.
Yeah.
It just seems so cool. And it's just, go back to like that exact time period where all the rebels are like the same, and you get to see more AT-ATs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty awesome. I'm pretty excited.
Is there an like official timeline of when it takes place?
I don't know,
because I've heard it takes place like 15 years before New Hope.
Oh, I don't think so. I assumed it was like they're getting the Death Star plan, so I assume they had just got them when Princess Leia's ship gets attacked.
Okay, let's see.
But there may be a more concrete timeline.
It is between 5 BBY and 3 BBY, and episode 3 took place in 19 BBY.
So is it 15 years?
It says Luke took his training, started training at between 0 and 4 BBY. So potentially this takes place during A New Hope.
But but they're stealing the Death Star plans. The first Death Star, I assume.
Yeah, but I'm saying it takes place like during, like while Luke is on Tatooine and shit. Like, this is all going on.
Well, yeah, he's on Tatooine his whole life.
No, I mean, like, yeah, but I mean, like, he could be, like, potentially meeting Obi-Wan, and this is stuff we're not seeing.
But at the beginning of, she gives him the plans. That's what
I'm
saying.
That's true, yeah.
So it has to happen before, because that's when R2-D2 has the plans for the Death Star.
Has to be before that, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see what the New York Post does. How dumb. They just list the movies.
Yeah, I mean, the Wikipedia just says the premise. It says they're stealing the Death Star plans.
Yeah, I can't find anything right now.
Yeah. So I'm sure it could be a few years, but not anything longer than that, really.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it a lot. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Really excited.
Just so much going back to this old Stormtrooper. Like, everything. You're just going. If you thought the last movie was nostalgia, this is like.
This is going to be like pure nostalgia.
This is like, we're literally giving you the same things, the same empire, the same, like, bad guy, like, type of bad guys and stuff. So, it's going to be pretty awesome. And I'm sure it'll get a lot more traction once we get closer. We're just so far out that.
Yeah.
Little releases now and then. And then people will know. It'd be good. On Netflix today, Moonwalkers and Steve Jobs, the Man in the Machine.
Yep, yep. Come back tomorrow for some Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.